News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Current policies in respect of migration are having an impact on Ireland's immigration, or rather our economic performance. This is thanks to the Immigration Council of Ireland, who are warning at a conference in Dublin today that immigration needs to be viewed not only differently but much more positively. Teresa Bukowska, who is CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, told us about the issues around migrant workers in Ireland.
The discussion around migration in recent years have been misleading because it's been predominantly focusing on issues of people seeking international protection. However, 95% of migrants in Ireland are migrant workers. The recent changes and proposed changes to immigration law around family reunification, or the delays in renewing residence and work permits, are causing huge level of stress for people. And that is causing a lot of people to question whether Ireland is the place for them to be. So our suggestion would be to really look at migration from very diverse perspective and not to focus on one group of people, and provide really comprehensive immigration reform where it is fair and is actually giving people an opportunity to meet their statutory requirements.
Suzanne Rogers is with us, who's a research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. And I think the thrust of what the Immigrant Council of Ireland are suggesting is that there needs to be an attitudinal shift to accept that immigration, particularly as the birth rate wanes, is going to be a vital part of the Irish economy. Is that the case?
Very much so. I really welcome the fact that she has reminded all of us that we're having very different conversations depending on why and how you're in Ireland. We have asylum seekers, we have refugees, and then we have just people moving around the world. So migrants primarily coming here for family, for work or for education. The government, I think, is very aware of falling birth rates, productivity, demographic change, and it's exactly that. I think Ireland is going to end up actually in competition with other countries not too far down the line, actually looking for people to come here and work. Like, we really need to understand that, even if you think back not too far ago to COVID, when we were deep in COVID, stuck in our homes, it was very doomy, gloomy, economic, recession. We bounced back from COVID, and primarily as a result of two things. I suppose firstly, the financial support that government's put in place, but female participation in the workplace and migrant participation in the workplace. So this is a fact of life. Ireland is a very, very different place than it was when I was doing my leaving cert. The year I did my leaving cert, 60% of school leavers that year emigrated. We didn't even go to college, we just left. So this is now a country of economic prosperity, of safety, of security. It's a good place to be. And obviously that is very welcoming for people to come from all over the world. But these are about people who have work permits, who have the right to work here, who bring really, really valuable skills. I was just looking at the employment permits this morning. So for 2026, there's already 15,500 permits issued this year so far. The vast majority of them are for health and social work. They are for accommodation and food services. They're for information and communication and for construction. So people in our society, people in our economy, doing jobs that are needed.
And Suzanne, do people have a dividing line in their heads between, you talk about from all around the world, is there a dividing line in how people view immigration, whether it is from other European member states or from outside the EU? Do they see a qualitative difference in what they want and don't want?
I don't think so. I just think that the conversations aren't nuanced enough. So when you when you're in front of maybe an oncologist or a consultant who's not from Europe, who's not from Ireland, you know that you are in the hands of, a professional, somebody at the top of their game. If the surgeon who's going to do your open heart surgery tomorrow is from, somewhere outside of that. So I think that there's a class element, I think, as well to a lot of this. So somebody who comes to Ireland from wherever it is that they come from and they're earning 150,000 a year, a lot of these sort of conversations probably aren't happening. The family reunification bit, you do have to earn a certain amount of money to be able to access that. That is quite low. So again, if you're in some of these, lower paid jobs, especially the health and social care, you know, it is putting a huge burden on those people to come all the way here to work, to contribute, I suppose, to Irish society.
Okay.
And yet the uncertainty around their own lives is still hanging there.
Suzanne, thank you for your time this morning. Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.